Well, hello and welcome to some thoughts on golf events around the world this week. The PGA Tour swings back into action when the military tribute at Greenbrier at the White Sulphur Springs in West Virginia gets the 2019-2020 PGA Tour underway. We'll have a look also at the KLM Open, which is essentially the Dutch Open, being played in Amsterdam. And we'll also just quickly look at the Solheim Cup, which is essentially the Ryder Cup for women, between Europe and the United States, being played at Glen Eagles in Scotland. So let's start with the PGA Tour. As I said, the first event of the new season. So many hopes and dreams resting on getting a good start this week. A number of players playing on the PGA Tour for the first time. But as far as leading chances are concerned, perhaps worth considering Jason Kokrak, who was ninth at the Tour Championship, 19th at the BMW. He was 12th at the Northern Trust tournament, so he's had a good run of form in the FedEx Cup playoffs. He's at $17. He also finished tied for third here last year, so he's got some good form on the golf course, and he's in reasonably good form at the moment. So he will start as one of the favorites, if not the favorite, Jason Kokrak, and I think he's a very good chance. Sung Jae-im was 15th at the Tour Championship. It's his first time here, but he comes off the back of a very impressive rookie season on the PGA Tour, does Sung Jae-im, the Korean, and at $21 is probably worth a bit of a speculative bet. And a player for longer odds is Robert Streb, who regained his PGA Tour card through the finals. He's been twice runner-up in this event, interestingly enough, at this venue. He was fifth at the Nationwide Children's Hospital. He was third at the Barracuda on the PGA Tour just a few weeks prior to that, so he's in reasonably good form at the moment. And given the fact that he has such a good record on this golf course, at $61, I certainly think that that's worth a bit of a look at longer odds. So Jason Kokrak, Sung Jae-im, and Robert Streb, my three hopes for various reasons at the PGA Tour's military tribute at Greenbrier this week. Of the Australians in the field, there's quite a good lineup. Mark Leishman heads the 12 Australasians, 10 Australians and 2 New Zealanders. He doesn't have a good record here, missed 3 of his last 4 cuts in this event. And that is the concern really about Mark Leishman. But if you were looking for one for slightly longer odds amongst the Australians to be the leading Australian, perhaps you could do worse than Cameron Percy, who regained his PGA Tour card just a little while ago, just through the Korn Ferry Tour finals. And obviously that'll bring a bit of confidence to his game. And he's done okay here. In the past, he's played, well, not spectacularly, but he's made quite a few cuts here in the past, Cameron Percy. And in terms of, as I said, the Australians, I know we've got the likes of Cameron Smith and Matthew Jones and Stuart Appleby, a former winner at the golf course, but Appleby is nowhere near the player he was back then in 2010 when he shot 59 in the final round to win this tournament. He's certainly nowhere near the player that he was then now. But as I said, Mark Leishman will start the favourite amongst the Australians, but there's a bit of a question mark about his form here. And Cameron Percy at $10 to be the leading Australian might be a better bet. The KLM Open is the Dutch Open. Essentially the Dutch Open. It's sponsored by the Dutch airline KLM. It's been played at the International in Amsterdam. It's the first time at this venue, so no previous record at this venue to give us any sort of a guide. It appears to be a very open sort of a layout, almost links style near the airport in Amsterdam. Patrick Reed, after playing last week in Germany, will start the favourite because of his ranking in the game. He's currently at 850 to win the tournament. He's been okay since his win a month ago, that's for sure, at the Northern Trust, which was part of the FedEx Cup playoffs. And at 850, you couldn't discount his chances of winning, but at 850, you'd have to work out whether you think that's good value or not. Some better value, I think, is Thomas Peters from across the border in Belgium. He's found some nice form of late in recent weeks. He was 20th in Germany last week. He was 12th in Switzerland. He also won the Czech Masters just a couple of weeks prior to that. He's a previous winner of this event, Thomas Peters, admittedly at another venue. But at $15, I think he probably represents better value than Patrick Reed. Joost Luiten, the local, the two-time winner of this event. It's essentially his home open, I suppose you could say. He's had some improved efforts of late too, Joost Luiten. And at $17 is probably worth consideration. And if I was trying to find a player with a little bit more value outside of the favourites, you could do worse than Sebastian Söderberg, the Swedish player, who's at $67. He won his last start in Switzerland. He was fifth in Sweden the previous week, and I think he's worth another bet, especially at $67 for a winner of his last start, Sebastian Söderberg. So those are the players that I'll be keeping an eye on there at the KLM Open. Patrick Reed at $8.50, although very short. Thomas Peters at $15. Jost Lauten at $17. And Sebastian Soderberg at $67. The other event of huge interest internationally this week is that of the Solheim Cup. This is essentially the equivalent of the Ryder Cup for women between Europe and the United States. It's an event that's been played on 15 occasions. 10 of those have been won by the United States, with 5 going to the Europeans, and the prices reflect that. USA at $1.60, Europe at $2.50. The tie of 14 all is at $13. A couple of times the Europeans have won quite convincingly in this, but I think you can't really go past the United States to win this tournament at $1.60. The Europeans will give it a good shot. They've got some very good players in there, like Carl Ottosagander, and Van Dam's become a very good player on the LPGA Tour, a very long hitter is Ann Van Dam. But when you look at the strength of the United States team, they are the ones on paper, at least, to be the winners of the Solheim Cup this week. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.